Welcome back to the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES, and thanks for connecting with us again to hear our special series of episodes highlighting the return of the Expedite Expo, which will be held July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As we mentioned in part one of this series, Expediter Services will be serving as the presenting sponsor of the Expo. The 2021 edition of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne. And the return of the event will mark a milestone as the Expedite Expo will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. In this episode of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'll be talking with Danny Vernon, who is the Director of Truck Sales and Finance for ES. Greg Thompson, the executive producer of the Pod Wheels Network, caught up with Danny to talk about truck sales and market conditions, as well as what ES has planned for the Expedite Expo. Danny connected to the Pod Wheels Network by phone.
Danny Vernon now joins us on the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES. Danny, we're counting down to the Expedite Expo, July 16th and 17th. You guys in truck sales at ES are going to have your own booth inside the exhibit hall. Exciting times are coming to the Expedite Expo, July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. How you doing? And tell us about how you're getting ready for the Expo.
Thanks, Greg. Yes, it is exciting to finally be back at the Expo this year, and we're getting ready, preparing for the inside booth that we were graciously invited to have this year. I'm excited for not having to be out in the heat.
Yeah, not out in the parking lot.
A couple of years ago, it was unbearably warm when I was there, I think in 2019, so that's a good thing to have. We're excited for that. Just getting some trucks ready, preparing all the signage. Excited about just having live in-person networking, actually, with the attendees.
Well, Danny, you noted it right at the top. This is an opportunity to be face-to-face with folks. It hasn't happened in, 2 years? I'm guessing that the last live event that you did was in 2019 at the Expedite Expo in Fort Wayne. So it's been a 2-year hiatus since you've been able to talk to people at a show. Talk to us about that, because I'm sure that's something that you're really looking forward to.
Yes, I am. Obviously, we've moved forward with truck sales and financing and our Path to Ownership program, regardless of the pandemic. These days, you get a lot of technology, email, phones, Zoom meetings, whatever. So we've been able to continue to do business, but there's nothing like being able to talk to people face-to-face about the opportunities that we have here. There's going to be a lot of attendees there looking for opportunity, either to start their own business. They're interested in getting into expedited trucking, either improve what they got if they're already in it, or grow if they're a fleet owner. So they're looking for ideas and looking for opportunities to purchase trucks, finance trucks, et cetera. So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And the Expedite Expo is very familiar territory for you and your team. You've been up there for a few years. So tell us about your past experience at the Expedite Expo.
Well, it's always a good time. It's a lot of work to get prepared for it, leading up to it, and then once you get there, setting up the booths and all that. But when everything's done and we have people coming through the door, it's a lot of fun to be able to experience all the people that are just looking for opportunity on whatever stage they might be at. We're just excited always to present the ES platform of opportunities for ownership and support for owners and fleet owners. The venue is a good one. We were always treated well there at Fort Wayne. It's just good to rub elbows and talk to people in the industry and people looking to get into the industry.
You're exactly right. And when you look at the Expedite Expo and we talk about the exhibit hall, ES is going to be a very large presence there, because in addition to your truck sales booth, there's going to be the main ES booth where, again, you guys will be talking about opportunities for ownership and the different programs that you have. You guys will also have the inside at the Expo dinner. So there is a lot going on and a major presence by ES at this Expedite Expo.
Yes, Greg, we are looking forward to, as usual, the dinner. That's always an intimate setting during the expo where people that are specifically interested in what ES is going to offer can network with us and meet us personally and hear some presentations from our owners and our executive team as far as all the possibilities within ES for getting into this business and succeeding in this business.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you're going to have at your booth. What equipment are you going to bring up there? And what can people expect to experience when they walk into your truck sales booth?
Well, this year, I always like to have used trucks on display that are representative of what we're offering out of our fleet. So as you know, we're not a truck dealer, but we are a fleet owner that sells our own equipment. We have the custom sleeper dry box trucks and the refrigerated box with custom sleeper. This expedited equipment that we have will be on display to try to represent our full offering. I plan on having a new tractor in there as well, because we are expanding into the general freight market and we're financing and transitioning people out of our Path to Ownership program that have been with us for a while into ownership with our partner Stoops Freightliner providing that equipment. So I plan on having a brand new Freightliner tractor in the booth along with a couple of our used trucks representing the equipment that we offer.
So I would like to take a moment and role play here. In this situation, I'm going to be somebody who's going to walk up to your booth, and I've got some experience in trucking, and I'm looking to buy equipment. I'm just kind of peeking at it, kind of thinking about it. So I'll walk into your booth. What's going to happen?
Well, after the introduction, of course, we're going to just try to find out what their needs are. What industry? Of course, it should be expedited freight, right? Because
sure.
At the Expedite Expo. Could be general trucking as well. Are they wanting to go over the road? That would be a question I would want to know, because all of our equipment is designed for over the road, and the partner motor carriers that we have are all over the road freight. We'd try to nail down that and then introduce them to the opportunity at the motor carriers that we partner with, and that's where we can help them the most. Is if they partner up with us and our partner motor carriers to operate that equipment. And then we can discuss their needs as far as the equipment, dry freight, refrigerated, what kind of sleeper needs they have, husband and wife, team, solo, et cetera. So there's just a lot of qualifying questions to determine how we can best help someone out. Obviously, if we have trucks for sale and they're not interested in working with one of our motor carriers, then we can still sell the trucks to them if we have them available, and it's not going to deplete our inventory for use with our program.
Well, Danny, as you know, in this series, as we look ahead to the Expedite Expo, we're also going to be talking with Steve Kopensberger from the ES Finance Division. Now, Steve will also be on site, but one of the reasons I wanted to bring him up now in ES Finance is that if I'm a professional driver and I walk into your booth and I look around, I talk with you, and I'm really getting a good feeling here, and I see some equipment that I like, I see some deals that you have that I like, you have Steve who will be right there who can help them with financing on the spot, correct?
Yes, Greg, that is correct. Steve will be there along with Roger Bett, who's his partner there at the finance office in Columbus. They will be there on site, so if someone is ready to take that step and start the process at the expo, we can definitely do that. Steve can get the application forms and discuss the finance side with them. As director of truck sales and finance, I kind of drive that, so I can see myself walking some folks over from my booth to the Expediter Services booth where Steve and Roger will be and making that introduction so that they can find out more about financing a truck.
And Danny, as we look at the different possibilities that can take place during the Expedite Expo, that is one where you go from start to finish and it can happen. But I know in talking to you in the past that sometimes buying a truck is a longer process. Having that personal contact at the expo is the first step in a conversation that can take 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 months. Can you talk about that? Because something that gets started at the expo may finish 5, 6 months later, right?
Yes, Greg, that is correct. As you know, we are more of a relationship lender, and that's how Expediter Equipment Finance is set up. We like to know the people that we're going to be financing. We like for them to know us and the motor carrier. And that in itself is our Path to Ownership program, which is the opportunity where someone is able, if they don't have the current experience at a motor carrier that's partnered with us, to jump into one of our trucks and operate our equipment at the motor carrier for a period of, could be 3 months for a tractor in general freight, as little as 3 months or 90 days, or it could be as much as 6 months or more for straight truck. but they can get that experience. They can get used to the equipment. They can get used to the freight lanes, working with dispatch at the motor carrier, and get to know AES and our people. If everybody's comfortable, that's us, the contractor, and the motor carrier at the end of that period, and the revenue is what it needs to be, the attitude and the aptitude of the contractor is good, then definitely we're going to finance those people into ownership because we already know them. We know how they operate, and we know that they're operating like an owner should at that point. And all the way along, we're providing them support through our operations side with a dedicated service coordinator that's going to be in touch with them while they're in our truck, showing them all the ropes, so to speak, managing their business and how to operate the truck as an owner. That makes for an easy transition into ownership. What I like that we've done over the past and continue to do is keep that same service coordinator they worked with through the Path to Ownership program with them after they become an owner. So they still have that same relationship base and point of contact here at ES to assist them.
Well, I'm not going to put you directly on the spot and have you name names of people that you met at the Expedite Expo, went through the program, and now are a very successful part of the ES community. But there are folks that started with you in that conversation at the Expedite Expo, and they are now very successful in the ES community by going through the steps that you just talked about.
Yes, Greg, that's true. Matter of fact, we've got some that have grown from owner-operators with one truck into fleet owners. We've also had a few that are into their trade cycle right now where they're looking to upgrade their equipment. So that's a resounding yes. So people are staying with us once they get with us and growing their business, whether it be just the one truck and upgrading or transitioning into fleet ownership.
You spoke about upgrading and expanding. And one of the things that happens is that some of the alumni who are part of the ES community will actually come to the Expedite Expo and check out what's new. And this year, with it being an in-person event, it's going to be neat to almost have like a family reunion with some of these folks that are coming back, that are part of the community, that started at the expo, that are now growing.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a great event, I'm sure, and we're looking forward to speaking with some of those folks that have been there years before and make it a point to come every year and come back to socialize with us and find out what's new, what's going on, and just to be face-to-face, because some of these folks we don't see for a year, maybe 2 years, unless it's the expo that brings us all together again. I mean, that's what we are as a community of people in this industry that are helping each other, so it's going to be exciting to see that.
Danny, you're absolutely right about that. And a couple of things you mentioned. As we talked about throughout this podcast, it's going to be wonderful for you guys to be able to be face-to-face with both new folks coming through and folks that are in your program who are looking for new opportunities, all of whom are coming to the expo. The other thing about the expo is that it really does mark a return to, say, a new normal where you're in front of people, where you're not having to do every deal by phone or Zoom and all of the other alternative ways that you guys have had to do things. One of the things I always keep in mind about buying a truck is this. Looking at the trucking market and looking ahead at the trucking market, there's always one question that comes up, and I'm going to go ahead and ask it to you now because I know you're going to get it at the expo. And that question is this: is now a good time to buy a truck?
Greg, yes, it absolutely is. What we're seeing in the freight market right now, freight is up and it's trending that way throughout the remainder of this year and into 2022, we think. So it is a great time to get started in this industry. We have partner motor carriers that have expressed desire for growth and capacity. So there's opportunity at the motor carriers that we partner with. We have a great program through Success in Trucking and our partner dealer, Stoops Freightliner, and others, along with the financing that we have in place through Expedite Equipment Finance and the support that we offer through our team here at the corporate offices. So now is a great time to buy a truck.
Danny, I want to follow up on a couple of things that you brought up because they are very important. The first is that the freight market is up and it's trending the right way. And I know in talking to you and other members of the ES team in the past that one of the advantages of getting into ownership, buying a truck when the freight market is up and it's trending that way, is that you get a good base of operation, because we all know that trucking is cyclical. There are ups and downs. If you get into it on an up cycle when it's still trending up, you're going to be able to create a great foundation for your business. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I think you're always better off when you're starting in a good freight market, because it does give you that good foundation and the ability to earn a maximum amount of revenue if you want to work. So that's the key. The availability of freight can be there, but you've got to be committed to be an owner. That is one thing that we look for in our process through Path to Ownership, is how people operate their truck. How are they staying in service? But definitely the opportunity is there with the freight market that exists right now. There's plenty of freight. There's a shortage of drivers. And right now there's kind of a shortage of equipment, with new trucks being held up for component shortages through the supply chain. There's not a lot of new trucks being manufactured right now, and people are sucking up all the used inventory. So I'm seeing a lot of inquiries and a lot of purchasing decisions trying to plan for the shortage that's coming up in equipment. So, I mean, right now is a great time to buy, before the supply runs low and the prices are already creeping up. So we've held our pricing, even dropped it a couple times recently on our straight truck used expediters. So we're going to be selling those trucks until they're gone. And as the supply dwindles, the prices increase. So in truck sales, it's supply and demand. Pricing is good right now and freight is good right now. So it's a perfect storm.
For you, and getting back to the expo, it's got to be exciting when somebody comes into your booth and they're thinking about getting into ownership. They're thinking about running a business. They're thinking about taking the next step in this industry. If folks will go through the process with you, you have the opportunity to hand them their keys to get them started in their business. I can't think of anything that would be any more fulfilling in a truck sales job than that.
Yes, Greg, that's one thing I love about working here, is this company's all about helping people succeed. Watching that process and getting to the end of it, even though sometimes it does take months, as you mentioned before, that's all a part of getting to know each other, ensuring people's success in this industry.
Well, Danny, I've really enjoyed spending this time with you. And as we close things out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners as we count down to the Expedite Expo, July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Yes, Greg, we are excited about the upcoming Expedite Expo, July 16th and 17th. And I'd just like to say for everybody to come by and visit me at the ES Truck Sales booth, which is number 604, which is right across from the Expediter Services booth, number 407 at the Expedite Expo. Looking forward to it.
That's Danny Vernon, the Director of Truck Sales and Finance for ES, with his closing comments on this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast. We'd like to thank Danny for his time and perspective. Before we close out this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'd like to remind you that the return of the Expedite Expo will take place July 16th and 17th. That event is free to anyone interested in attending. The 20th anniversary of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As always, the event is being hosted by On Time Media, and you can register to attend by visiting the following website, expediteexpo.com. That website again is expediteexpo.com. As we mentioned in the opening of the podcast, Expediter Services will be serving as the presenting sponsor of the expo. Along with featuring two display booths at the show, ES will also be hosting the largest event during the 20th annual Expedite Expo, when the company holds its Insight Dinner at the Expo. Taking place on Friday, July 16th, the Insight Dinner at the Expo offers a unique opportunity for all current and prospective qualified contractors attending the Expo. This special Insight event from ES begins with the doors opening at 4:30 p.m. and dinner being served beginning at 5 in Banquet Room B inside the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center. Courtesy of ES, the Insight Dinner at the Expo is free to all attendees of the event, and the ES team has planned a terrific menu for the meal. The Insight event at the Expo provides attendees with an informal setting where they can get to know members of the ES team, hear informative updates on the latest trends in trucking, while getting an introduction to the programs available through ES. The Insight Dinner at the Expo is a free event with a buffet-style dinner. Anyone interested in attending the Insight Dinner at the Expo can contact Expediter Services for more information and to make reservations for this dinner event. The toll-free number at Expediter Services is 877-349-9303. That toll-free number again, 877-349-9303. You can also register for the dinner through the company's website. When you visit essuccessintrucking.com, just scroll down the front page and you'll see the Insight Dinner at the Expo banner with the Register Now button. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Success in Trucking podcast, powered by ES. For the latest news and happenings at ES, visit essuccessintrucking.com. That's essuccessintrucking.com. As always, ES reminds anyone interested in taking the next step in your trucking career that if you can drive the truck, you can own the truck.